to go with your smartphone at your own pace and at your own convenience. If you've always wanted to speak Spanish, this is your chance with the fastest, easiest way to learn a language guaranteed. But don't wait. Call Rosetta Stone now for your free demo. 1-800-700-0994. That's 1-800-700-0994.
What is Broadway Ford Truck Sales, you ask? For sales, service, parts, and rentals, there's only one that's the real deal. Broadway Ford Truck Sales. Hey, don't take my word for it. Here's someone who knows Broadway Ford Truck Sales inside and out.
Hi, I'm Terry Wojtowicz, sales manager at Broadway Ford Truck Sales. We are proud to be serving the St. Louis area since 1964. That's over 50 years of continuous sales, service, parts, rental, and long-term leasing. As a Ford Business Preferred Dealer, we specialize in Ford commercial vehicles. But we also carry the full line of personal trucks and SUVs. If you're in the market for a newer used truck, then Broadway Ford Truck Sales can help you. Stop by or give us a call at 314-241-9140 or online at BroadwayTruck.com.
Stop by Broadway Ford Truck Sales at 1506 South 7th in the Soulard Market Area. Check them out on the web at BroadwayTruck.com or give them a call at 314-241-9140. A proud member of the Ford Business Preferred Network.
To the hole!
100 years of history.
Ball game!
100 years of excitement.
And the St. Louis Pelicans are the champions of the Atlantic 10.
What will the next great moment bring?
For the St. Louis University Pelicans.
SLU Men's Basketball now features a 3 and 5 game pack starting at only $59 per ticket and makes a great holiday gift. Choose a plan that's right for you and you could catch the Pelicans take on Atlantic 10 opponents, including VCU, UMass, and LaSalle. Visit slupelicans.com. It's Pelican time.
This Christmas, don't forget to tell the people in your life how much you care with a Hallmark card. Pick up one today at the Hallmark Department at Walgreens.
Oh, years gone not since Christmas on that jolly holiday. I'll go in the red like a knucklehead, cause I'll squander all my pay.
Oh, now you talk about a song that's irritating.
Yeah, I agree.
I love Yogi.
This is really
on the day before, I'll rush in the store like a poor bewildered yearn.
It sounds like that cop on Bridesmaids.
Oh, yeah.
That Irish cop.
Yeah.
I like that, yeah. Not in a gay way.
No.
She'll get the carpet sweeper instead.
Well, welcome back to hour number two. Actually, it's only going to be less than a half hour because Colin Jeffrey's going to come in and ruin everything. Ruin the whole Christmas.
This is our Christmas extravaganza.
We've had thousands of calls, emails, texts coming in. Could you take it down just a notch? Maybe something... a little more on the mellow side, like a White Christmas. And I think we all know the great Irving Berlin song, White Christmas. Bing Crosby did a pretty good job with it. But as you've never heard it before, and what's special about this, not only Bruce Limperston, the all-boy orchestra will be playing. Amanda will be singing White Christmas, but accompanying the one and only Mr. Harmonica, Dan Strauss.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll jump in there with him.
Amanda, you ready?
And we did not rehearse any of this.
No. And that on a stack of Bibles with a polygraph machine under oath in front of the Supreme Court.
Yep.
If they said, did you rehearse this? We'd say no, and we'd pass with flying colors because there was no rehearsal. And I know that is almost impossible to believe. Dan, you need to warm up a little bit. That's about all you need.
Yep.
That's all he needs.
Sounds good.
Are you ready, Amanda? My daughter, Amanda,
ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
Oh, I like that fill. That's good.
Where the treetops glisten and children to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write.
that's great.
And may all your Christmases be white.
Is there an interlude here or something?
No.
I guess not.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know.
See some fans in the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
Where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow.
Oh, man, that's good.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write.
Man.
May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be
Helper recorded that.
Irving Berlin is smiling in his grave.
Or doing something.
Irving Berlin is thinking to himself right now in the afterlife, and I thought Bing had it right.
Oh, man.
Now, you know, I was not in the Christmas spirit till just now.
That brought tears to my eyes.
And now.
We make a good team.
I know.
Now, we got to make a decision. Do we take phone calls or do we just forge ahead here? I say people stopping the Christmas train that we have sent away from the station right now at full speed would be a shame.
It's like the Polar Express.
Right.
How about something for the kids? Because Peon has a new little, we dedicate this to little Archie Michael Geist.
What would Archie like?
And our little, nephew Carson. Frosty
nephew.
Or Here Comes Santa Claus. Those
Winter
are good.
Wonderland?
No, that's a romantic kind.
Oh, yeah, like Frosty or Rudolph maybe or something like that.
Holly Jolly Christmas?
Oh, Holly
it's not
Jolly.
Really a kid's
Rudolph
song.
The Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh,
Rudolph.
You can't go wrong,
snowman.
You can't go wrong with Rudolph.
Rudolph or Frosty?
I say Rudolph.
Okay.
Let's vote.
Rudolph. I say Rudolph.
Okay. Yeah.
Rudolph. That's a good kid's one.
Okay.
So we dedicate this to Archie Michael, guys. He's a week old today. And to little Carson, your nephew.
Yeah.
He's 17 months or something like that. Or 6 to 4. How old is he? 15 months?
I don't know. I just say year and a half.
Okay.
There you go.
Close enough. And, I think you all know this one. Rudolph. Written, I believe, by Gene Autry.
I'm not playing on this, right?
No, well, I don't need
at that. Least recorded by him. Here you go. Take it.
You know Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid, Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Yeah, fill it in, will you?
And
fill it
if in with you harmonica. Ever saw it, you would even say it glows.
Like a light bulb.
No, don't all do that. Of the other
do that.
Reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, ho, 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 Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down in his story.
Wow. Dan, take it, Dan. Take it. No, let Dan do the interlude, the instrumental break. Take it. Wow. If only I'd had this when I was a kid. Never a lesson. Not one lesson.
That's it.
I thought you were coming back to sing.
Too long of an instrumental break.
Oh, yeah. I thought she would jump back in.
This actually gives us time for a little Frosty the Snowman.
All right.
I believe. And then we'll close it out with Frosty. We'll take a couple of calls. Then we'll take a break. We'll bring Colin Jeffrey in here. And he'll have some entertainment news. And Amanda will hit the road and maybe beat most of the traffic. Frosty, that what we're up for?
Yeah.
Sure. All right.
Dan, you're going to lay back on this one. I like it when you fill.
Yeah, I'll lay back. I'll throw some fill in if I
fill
think.
Filling in. Yeah, I like it. Fill in. You do it. It enhances it. Key of G.
Key of G.
That's what Bruce said. Bruce made a signal. Key of G.
Frosty the Snowman was a jolly, happy soul with a corncob pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Frosty the Snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Thumpity thump, thump, thumpity thump, thump, look at Frosty go. Thumpity thump, thump, thumpity thump, thump, over the hills of snow. Frosty the Snowman knew the sun was hot that day, so he said, let's run and we'll have some fun now before I melt away. Down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. He led them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop. He only paused a moment when he heard them holler, stop! Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday. Woo!
Wow. Well, that anybody listening who's now not in the Christmas mood, you are of the devil. And,
there's something wrong with you.
You're possessed by the devil, and you're Satan's child. I don't know what else to say. If that didn't do it for you, I almost stepped in, and I rarely even do this, and I held back with nostrilation. I was going to fill with some nostrilation.
I bet that was tough.
It was very tough.
Nostrilation.
Yeah, you know what that is, don't you?
He plays his nose.
No. Wow.
How do you do that?
I have to tell you something. What? This lady, I guarantee you, does not get the Christmas spirit at all. She just called and she sounded like the biggest Grinch, grump, whatever.
They're out there.
She said, I just wanted to find out what's going on with Frank O'Pinion's program. And I said, what do you mean? It's Christmas. She goes, no, I want to know what's going on with the program. Yeah. And I said, all right, hold on. I'll let you ask. And she says, no. And she hung up.
That's typical of that type person.
Yeah.
They don't want to go on. And you know what? She's a Christ hater.
Essentially. Christ-hater. I mean, that's what it boils down to.
I could have sang the Grinch.
Could have sung.
Sung, sorry.
Yeah. College graduate.
Yeah.
She's a Christ hater.
I say singed.
Yeah, there's no doubt about
singed.
It.
Singed.
That's we should take calls from your fans, though. I mean, she's...
Right, we'll take a couple. 314. Singing is over.
Minority out there.
To that old bag that called.
Sorry. Hey,
good news. It's over.
Yeah. Sorry about
3-1. No, don't be sorry about her. But there are about four of those people out there in all of Radio Land who... Nothing makes them happy. Mm-hmm. You can't ever worry about those people.
You want to nap, there are other stations to go to.
Yeah, you want to nap, go to the old folks station. Or how about doing us all a favor and take a dirt nap?
Yeah.
314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Now, here's what I'm going to ask of the audience. when I answer the phone and I say, hey, and the first call will be Ben, I want you to say, hey, Fatso. And I want everybody, no, I want everybody to call me Fatso till I start losing weight after the holidays. But I want to start now because I'm going to eat next day or two.
Right.
But I want to be called Fatso. Hey, Fatso. And I mean it. And that's how I want to be addressed. And this is how I'm inflicting this pain on myself so that I will finally.
You want us in the room to do that too?
No. we won't take it that far. Coming from strangers, that's okay. Let me talk to Jim. Jim, how you doing?
Hey, Frank. I'm in the
No. Let's try this again. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
And you say, I'm fine,
no,
Frank.
No, Jim. You say, hey, Fatso, I'm fine. Let's try it again. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Hey, Fatso, I'm fine.
All right. That's what I want. That's what I want to hear till I can finally learn to lose some weight. What's going on, Jim?
Again, Frank, I know better than that. I'm the one that remembers the comedy workout commercial from 1987. I know that you're pretty buff, you and the Reverend Mike.
That was 87.
Well, he was.
That was 87. It was a long time ago. Long time.
It sunk.
I keep waiting to hear the public service announcements about that filthy Brenda Lee song with the F and Pie.
You know what? That's a great. I'm glad you brought that up. We're going to do that. And we've only got two more days to warn people. I'm glad you brought that up. Jim, thank you for your call. Say you're welcome, Fatso.
You're welcome, Fat Fatso. Thanks,
Frank.
Game
of the Year.
What? Fat
Fatso. Let me get to Ben in here. Hey, Ben, how are you?
Hey, Fatso, lard butt.
Lard butt?
Lard butt.
Wow, they added
he embellished on it. He's ad libbing.
Wow.
What's going on, Ben?
Hey, I just want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas, first of all.
You too.
Can you guys play a song? I don't know if anybody would know it. It's Cracker Jack Christmas. It's about the goofiest Christmas song you'll hear.
I've never heard of
Cracker
Jack Christmas. I can pull it up.
I'll
yeah.
have to look for that.
We'll see if we can find it. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'll get off and listen. I just want to wish you guys a Merry Christmas.
All right, well, Merry Christmas to you. Now, you say Merry Christmas, Fatso.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, lard butt.
Okay, well, see, he had to.
He likes lard butt.
He likes to do his
lard
own. Butt. And that's okay. The more abuse I get, the quicker I'll finally do something about this and react. Let me get, I believe this should be Jim. Jim, how are you?
Yeah, how you doing there, Lard Butt?
No.
Hang on, liking Lard
hang
Butt
on here. Let's go to Fatso. I like Fatso better.
Fatso, okay, whatever.
All right, what's up, Jim?
Hey, this fella just called here a little bit ago talking about that lyric and that Brenda Lee song there. I got another one for you. I've been wanting to call and tell you a long time. Now, listen to the words in this Walking in the Winter Wonderland when they go up in that chorus part, that bridge, where they say, in the meadow we can build a snowman. And then they come down with, are you married? We'll say, no, man, but you can do the job when you're in town.
No, you're trying to make something out of
reaching
nothing.
There.
You're reaching.
Yeah.
We're not reaching. We're sharing
blatant
with people
filth,
blatant vulgarity. You're reaching.
Well,
job.
Yeah, you know it's not in keeping with the high standards of your show.
Yeah, job. Yeah, job is. The job is in keeping. Jim, Merry Christmas.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Oh, boy. He liked that job line.
Yeah, he did.
There are people that try to make something out of nothing.
Right.
And try to find vulgarity where there is none. That's not us.
No.
We don't do
no.
that.
You can't mistake.
I'm going to talk to Kathleen, then we're going to give our warnings, and we get Colin in here. We'll let Amanda go, but let me talk to Kathleen. Kathleen, how are you?
AM and the PM?
Let's try this again. Kathleen, how are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you.
No, Fatso. No. You're calling me. You're to call me Fatso. I say, Kathleen, how are you?
Oh, okay, Fatso.
Okay, that's better. what's up,
all
Kathleen?
All right, we're twins there, okay? Twinspin.
I'm sorry, Twinspin.
Twinspin. She said
yeah,
we're twins.
Yeah, I'm Fatso, too.
Well, this is not about you.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's make this all about me being fat. Yeah. What can we do for you, Kathleen?
Well, I just wanted to say, you know, you've hit the height of laziness to bring your daughter in and have her fill the whole show.
That's right.
With
that's exactly what I did.
You weren't supposed to figure that out.
Yeah, she enjoys it.
No. I'm surprised we haven't got that phone call from Marty, what do you call him?
No, it would be from McGill. He's the program director.
Oh, right.
You'll know it if his phone rings. It's the stuttering ring.
Yeah.
You'll know it if he calls. And, and he might call. Is there anything else we could do for you, Kathleen?
Just make you guys have a very Merry Christmas, and I've been laughing my behind off all afternoon. She cracks me up.
Well, thank you, Kathleen. Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Now, my daughter's in here, and this is very difficult for me because this is filthy.
Oh, I know.
I think you're aware of it, aren't you?
I think we're going to be embarrassed.
Over the years,
you're rocking around.
Yes, you are aware of it. I brought my children
it's
up
horrible.
To know. Thank you. Yeah. I brought my kids up to know the difference between filth.
We had to
filth,
wear earmuffs.
Yeah, yeah, the difference between, we'd be in a mall, I put earmuffs on when that song came on. I said, I want you to know the difference between filth and real Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to play both of them?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Because they're filthy.
Yeah.
And she's old enough, she's 26, she needs to know what's in the world. Here's the Brenda Lee filth, and warning, if you don't like the F word, you're going to hear it here when she talks about that effing pie.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around.
I'm already starting to get sick in my stomach.
Tree, let the Christmas spirit bring.
Here we go. Now, we always do this. We isolate it so you can hear. And this is as it has been sold thousands of copies, hundreds of thousands, unedited, not doctored. This is how it goes out.
Later we'll have some pumpkin pie.
The only reason I'm not, I don't feel literally dirty in front of my daughter is that she's been brought up to know what this is. Mm-hmm. Now, Eartha Kitt, this is dirty too. And we're not. We only have today and tomorrow to do this. And I feel if we don't, we've missed a great opportunity.
And this is in the malls.
To maybe turn the season in the right direction. Yeah, this plays in the malls. You got
yes.
it? Yes. Boom, 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 boom. And where she hooked you, she used this little innocent kitten voice, this little, you know, sex kitten thing.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl.
Wow, you sound
Santa
a little naughty,
baby,
but not really dirty.
So hurry down the chimney.
Well, you must
tonight.
Not be about to sing anything dirty. Listen to you.
I don't think the FCC back then.
No.
Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue.
Poor light blue.
I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby. So hurry down the chimney.
If you want to be filthy, this is how you do it. You reel them in with this little innocent kitten voice. Yeah.
Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be just as good.
Already.
If you check off my Christmas.
Wow. Wow. Unbelievable. Wow.
Did you have your earmuffs on, Amanda?
Yep.
I don't know what to say. Not, there's nothing to say.
No.
We do it every year. And nobody's going to stop us.
No.
We're on a mission. And until we can clean the airwaves up, we'll keep doing that.
That's good. If you check off my Christmas list.
What? Nervous laughter.
Yeah.
Oh. Why would Santa do that?
I don't know.
I don't think he would, P. I'm not the Santa that I grew up with.
No.
Not the Santa I know.
Mm-mm.
He wouldn't do that. Well, there you have
bad
it.
Bad Santa would.
We're gonna bad Santa. Billy Bob would.
Yeah.
We're going to send a man on her way. Thank you for entertaining everybody.
Yeah.
Thanks for having
me. You actually, on Frosty, hit some notes that were the right notes.
Yep.
Thanks.
I don't know if you realized that.
I did, too. I think on White Christmas we did, too.
In tune for part of that. So my daughter, Mand, everybody.
Yeah. Thank
give
you.
A round of applause because I say so.
Merry Christmas, Fanso everyone.
Says so.
Yeah. Okay, well, you're free to go. I got to do a little business. We'll get Colin in here. We'll talk some entertainment talk. You're welcome to sit through that if you like, but you're on your own at this point. Matheny Heating and Cooling, Amanda knows that our house is really warm. It's not that cold now, upper 40s, 50 or something. But she knows that when it's cold, our house is warm. She also knows who comes out and makes that happen. Matheny Heating and Cooling. We've been using them for, my goodness, 7, 8. I'm not good at the timeline thing. 8 years. And haven't needed them for a long time. And that surprises me. It tells me the last time they were there, they did something right and it stuck. Because this system I have is not new. It is probably 15 years old. And when they're that old, you expect a couple of times a year for something to not be cranking, not quite cold enough, not quite hot enough. No, they're working fine. But if they're not, we know who we'll call. Matheny. That's who we'd like for you to call. Matheny Heating and Cooling. We'd like you to call them for a couple of reasons. One, they're AM and the PM, and so are you. And they, with the other advertisers you hear me speak for, they actually pay for this entire show. Not employed by the station. They pay for it. So please give them your business. You don't have to give it to them twice if you don't like them. I don't think that's going to be a problem. We ask that you try the people we speak for. Give them a shot at your business. Matheny is a family business, 72 years. If you live in any of St. Louis County and 98% of St. Charles County, they would love to become your heating and cooling company. Don't worry about how big or small it is. Doesn't matter. They do giant companies and houses and small companies and small houses. And they work on everything and anything, and they'd be happy to replace it. If yours is on its last leg, you want the new system put in right. You don't want more system than you need, and you certainly don't want less system than you need. You'll be real sorry when it's 100 degrees or 10 below that it didn't have enough oomph. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Website's easy. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a check on traffic. Here's Frank Ladd.
Hi, I'm Jackie, and I'm a local veteran, and I'm here to wish you all, the KTRS family, a wonderful Christmas and a wonderful New Year's and a wonderful season all together. And I have had an incredibly blessed season myself with my children, and I thank you all. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy holidays from all of us at the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
All we want for Christmas is some audio. To Frank Ladd, so he can hear it. So, Frank Ladd, here you go. Traffic.
Sounds good. I got some audio, and I can hear it. Westbound on 64, you're slow headed out of the city. The normal delays from Kings Highway through about McCausland, then again, coming down the hill, 270 out to, well, about 141, well, maybe a little west of there, out to about Timberlake Manor, westbound on Highway 64. Southbound 170, you're heavy in that right lane from Brentwood, at the exit ramp to Brentwood. You're backed up to about Forest Park Parkway there. Folks headed off to go shopping in that area. Eastbound on 270, heavy coming around the bend between McDonald and about Lindbergh up in North County. This update brought to you by Subway. This holiday season, Subway is celebrating you because it's customer appreciation. The meatball marinara and the cold cut combo are now $2 each. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Give the gift that lasts all season long. Cardinals 5 and 10 game ticket packs are on sale now and feature 2015's top games and promotional dates. Choose from the 5-game bobblehead pack, which features 4 bobblehead dates, including Molina, Carpenter, Berkman, and Harry Carey, or the popular opening day pack, which includes your seat to the most premium game of the year, opening day, plus 5 weekend games and more. Ticket packs start at just $79 and are on sale now. Get yours at cardinals.com/holiday.
This holiday season, give the gift of... Give the gift of Cardinals baseball. 2015 all-inclusive tickets are on sale now and feature a full buffet, complimentary beer and soda, plus a great view of the game. Choose from the UMB Champions Club, Bank of America Club, the Coca-Cola scoreboard patio, and more. Give the gift of date nights, the gift of memories, the gift of Cardinals baseball. Get your 2015 single-game all-inclusive tickets now at cardinals.com/holiday.
When is the last time you went to the dentist? When is the next time you're going to go to the dentist? A family practice by a family that cares, that's Bowen Dental Care. Bowen Dental Care on Dunn Road in Florissant has been serving the community for over 40 years. And if you're looking for a new smile, straighter teeth, or if you have spacing or crowning issues, right now, Dr. Bowen at Bowen Dental Care is offering $500 off Invisalign. Invisalign is a way to straighten your teeth without using braces, and it's a much more comfortable option. The Bowen family in Florissant is the official dentist office of the McGraw Show on the Big 550 KTRS. your answer to all of your dental needs under one roof, Bowen Dental Care. Get the treatment you and your family deserve by a family that cares. Bowen Dental Care in Florissant, 314-921-3500. That's 314-921-3500. And you can always find them online at bowendentalcare.com. That's B-O-A-I-N, bowendentalcare.com.
Firehouse Subs.
Maybe it's the way our USDA choice beef brisket is hickory smoked over 16 hours, then smothered in melty cheddar and special sauces in our own smokehouse beef and cheddar brisket.
Perhaps it's all the tender corned beef brisket, juicy pastrami, and melty provolone piled high in our New York steamer.
The combination of steaming hot smoked turkey breasts, Virginia honey ham, and melty Monterey Jack in our best-selling Hook and Ladder.
Or the aged Genoa salami, herb spiced pepperoni, sweet Virginia honey ham, and melty provolone in the Firehouse Italian.
I'm Chris Sorensen.
And I'm Robin Sorensen.
We're the founders of Firehouse Subs.
We're not sure what makes our 10 specialty subs so special. Might be the fact that they're gourmet subs without the gourmet prices.
Firehouse Subs.
One bite, one taste, you're hooked.
Need Noble Ice wines for your holiday parties or to give as a Christmas gift? Visit the tasting room and Noble Ice will help you find the perfect wine for your holiday needs. If you can't make it to the tasting room, then you can find a selection of their wines around town. For a complete list of where to find Noble Ice wines, go online to NobleIceVineyards.com to the Find Us page, and they will email you a list of stores, wine shops, and restaurants that carry your favorite Noble Ice wine. Again, visit the Find Us page at NobleIceVineyards.com.
This is Larry Connors. After the storm, who's going to be there to help you pick up all the pieces? You don't have to do it alone. You can count on the roofing experts at John Beal Roofing. Our storm damage response team works around the clock during emergencies, providing tarps, making repairs, giving you peace of mind when you need it most. Protect your family. Protect your investment. Call John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
If you're an individual investor looking for tax-free income, consider municipal bonds. Henyon & Walsh is a leading independent expert in municipal bonds. For over 20 years, they've been helping individual investors like you build bond portfolios. If you have at least $10,000 to invest, call Henyon & Walsh today for your free bond guide. Call 1-800-908-0673. That's 1-800-908-0673. Maybe subject to local, state, or alternative minimum tax. Henyon & Walsh, Inc., member of FINRA, SIPC.
Forklifts. Not as sexy as a new hot-looking car, but if you need one, you need one. So what do you do when you need a forklift, electric scissor lift, pallet jack, rollers, jib booms, or whatever you need for your material handling? Head to locally owned and operated AD Lift Truck for forklift sales, rental, service, and parts. See the new forklifts from Heli, TCM, and more, both new and used. Head to AD Lift Truck, 5434 Natural Bridge Avenue in St. Louis. For more, go to adlifttruck.com.
Donate your vehicle to Goodwill starting in November and receive a year of movies. Compliments of St. Louis's hometown theater, Werenberg Theater. Donating to Goodwill is so easy. It's tax deductible and towing is free. Donate your vehicle to Goodwill. Give the gift of hope and receive a year of movies. Call Goodwill 314-241-3464 and mention movies. For more information or to donate online, go to nersgoodwill.org.
Restrictions apply while supplies last.
The clown with his pants falling down on the dance. That's the dream of romance for the scene where the villain is mean.
I don't know about the rest of you, but I'm pretty excited. I think tonight is the big One Direction special.
Oh, yeah.
I am so excited, especially to see that one hairy guy named Harry. The one with all the hair, his name is Harry.
All right.
That's all I know about him. So excited. Got it all set to record. One Direction. That's not the only thing going on. There's a lot more. On TV, in theaters, even on the radio. Larry Connors tonight at 9 o'clock should be an extra special good show. You want to listen to that. Here to tell you everything else, courtesy of Orrick and the locally owned and operated Orrick Home Care Centers, where there are all kinds of great products and a lot of gift ideas there, too, is the one and only Colin Jeffrey.
Oh, thank you, Frank. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. I'm having That's a great good. Day.
This is my favorite show of the year.
Thank you. This On is, behalf of my daughter. Thank
this
you.
Is my favorite show of the year.
Well, it puts a lot of people in the... What it really does is make a lot of people feel better about their own singing, I think.
Yeah.
And you say, well, I thought I was bad, but... So what do you have for us? Well, Am I right? Is it One Direction tonight?
It is One Direction. 7 o'clock tonight, NBC.
Yes. Yes.
So there you go. It offers a rare look inside the band One Direction.
Yeah, I love those reality yet staged and scripted behind the scenes things where you think you're looking at just caught them on camera getting ready for the concert. No, that's what they want you to see.
That's awful.
But I will say this for them. I like the fact that they're not a bunch of just complete out there weirdos. Their music is pretty good, actually, and they're decent, clean-cut looking guys. They don't have a head full of piercings and
Every one of them
full tattooed arms.
They have some pretty bad
heads,
tattoos.
Do they?
Some of them have, yeah. Pretty unfortunate tattoos.
Yeah. Not that there's anything wrong with it.
No.
You have to say that about everything. Now, what else do you have?
We have a very few movies coming out this week. And the only one I'm really going to turn you on to, Paul Harris likes it quite a bit. I haven't seen it, but I've seen
Paul
the
Harris
first one.
Paul Harris died about 4 years ago.
No, that was Paul Harvey.
Oh,
yeah.
I get those confused. Go ahead.
The Trip to Italy. We talked about this actually on Friday. This is just it's based off a British TV show. It's an extension of that. If you like a good Michael Caine impersonation.
I don't.
This is the movie for you.
Okay.
So it's not the movie for you. That's all right. But that is out. There's very little. They don't put a lot out on Christmas week because they don't want everyone to be trying to, they don't want everyone trying to rush at the last minute to buy a DVD. It makes no sense, but that's what they say. So there you go. TV, though, there are some interesting items on TV. You said the special that everyone under the age of 18 is going to watch tonight on TV.
How about under the age of 14?
I don't know. There's some later teens I know that are really...
I see moms screaming for them, too, though. Maybe they're screaming for their daughters. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to it.
There's something else on TV. And I know, don't call you Shirley.
There's lots on TV. Tomorrow night... If you have a big TV, high definition, and you just want to watch cool high definition stuff, the Smithsonian Channel took a plane and helicopters and drones, and they just flew over nature preserves and captured things in amazing high definition. It's just images, and they talk about the different national parks. It is amazingly cool. If you liked Discovery Earth and the Blue Planet and all those things, you're going to love this. Just really neat.
Where is this?
It's on the Smithsonian Channel. Everyone gets it. It's one of those channels they kind of snuck in.
You have
in.
It, but you don't know you
exactly.
Have it.
Yeah. You can find it. It's somewhere. Christmas at the Cathedral, the Holy Family. This is St. Joseph's Cathedral in Sioux Falls. They do a large interpretation. If you need a religious reminder of what the season's about, this is the thing to watch tomorrow night on CBS. It airs really, really late. 10:35 local time.
Mm.
It's designed to go through midnight, I guess, East Coast for into Christmas. So you can check that out. But what you should be watching if you have HBO is starting Friday night or Friday afternoon at noon. They have remastered every episode of The Wire and are playing them all in a row. All 5 seasons.
Man, I'm so out of it. I don't know what that is. I've heard of the name. I've never watched The Wire. But I'm the guy that's never seen one Gilligan. I've never seen a Star Trek. I never saw Partridge Family. Never saw one Brady Bunch. I don't know what The Wire is.
The Wire is David Simon's best. It's one of the best shows. And it's my favorite show ever.
Wow.
It is a gritty crime drama that takes place in Baltimore. It involves drug dealers, cops, reporters, everyone. It's a spectacular show. But they've finally remastered them all to HD, and they're playing them in a row. It takes 4 full days, starting at noon on Friday. So
okay.
If you need to burn off some of that tension that's been building since you had family in for Christmas. That's
so you'll finish at noon on Thursday if you start watching.
No, Friday you'll finish at noon on Monday.
Oh, it starts noon on Friday.
On Friday,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Well, you've heard about this. We've had it in the news, but the interview is, in fact, coming out. This, I don't think, is a surprise to anyone that they were going to use all this publicity that they generated for the film in some way, right?
I think they'll have more people go see it now than they would have if they just read the horrible reviews.
Right.
Don't you think?
Yeah.
And I think this is probably the right way to screen it is in a small number. These theaters, there's no way they're not going to sell out because everyone's been hearing about it. And it's only in a handful of theaters in any market. It's not in the AMCs or anything like that.
I agree.
Yeah, I think it's in a total on New Year's Day of maybe 6
theaters in St. Louis right now, is all we know. Yeah. So it's not a lot. So you can see it. You can go online. There's links everywhere. You can buy tickets because they're all on sale now. And you probably
I feel like
want
I
to.
Already know the movie.
Yeah,
I've seen
pretty
so
much.
Yeah, I don't need to see it.
Yes. There's a few other things. If you still need some holiday cheer, if you want to watch some holiday specials or movies, I found a few you probably haven't watched because we've all seen Rudolph and Frosty and White Christmas and It's a Wonderful Life, all those big ones. There is one of my favorite specials that no one has ever seen. You can watch them all for free on YouTube. Johnny Cash did a series of Christmas specials from 1976 to 1981.
Wow.
Johnny Cash and the whole family. You can watch every single one of these in its entirety for free on YouTube.
I'll do that. I'll check. I'll check some of that out.
Yeah. Yes, you should. There's, yes, June Carter Cash on there singing with him. It's something else. And to see Johnny Cash not sitting, you know, the man in black. He's, hey everyone, welcome to my Christmas special.
Whoa. Do that again.
I can't do that again. That was just
that sounded exactly like him.
I can't do
just
it again.
Say,
that was
hello,
just
hello. I'm Johnny Cash.
Hello, I'm Johnny Cash.
Wow.
I thought that was Johnny Cash.
No, that was hiding Colin. That. Hiding that talent all this time.
Man. No.
No. Do the news like that.
51 degrees. No. a few movies you probably have not seen. Joy Noel. You're familiar World War One. There was a time when the Germans and British troops crossed lines. It was a Christmas Day truce. Mm. They laid down their arms and crossed lines. This is the story of that. It's a great Christmas movie. It takes you back to a really bloody conflict, but talks about sort of the enduring Christmas spirit. I highly recommend you try this out. It's relatively new, 2005, but Joy Noel takes you back to World War One and that Christmas Day
truce. Why didn't they call it the Christmas truce or something? Joy Noel. That doesn't say World War One.
They lay down their arms, then they cross over the line, say, hey, how you doing? Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. And then after a while, it's like, no, I'm going to kill you. And then they go back to it the next day?
There's a little more than that to it. They played soccer and sang carols together, and it was these guys had been shooting at one another 24 hours before.
Merry
and
Christmas. Go back over there so I can kill you.
Yeah. I mean, they did go back to fighting. Yes, Dan. Thank you for tearing that down.
So but it's just got, like, he actually has a point.
Yeah, it's just like,
hey,
any
man, Merry Christmas.
Yeah. There was a segment, I think, on CBS Sunday Morning about this. They mm-hmm. supposedly played a game of soccer together.
Yes, and they killed each other.
Yeah.
And they went back. But this is a movie about the truce, the happy times.
It's family. It's just like getting together with your family.
Yeah. You have dinner and you hate each other.
Yeah. For one day, let's act cordial.
Let's act like we like each other.
Fan of Jim Henson and the Muppets at all, Frank?
Sure.
Have you ever seen Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas?
No.
This is the best thing Jim Henson has ever done.
You got Beyond's attention when you said jugs.
Yeah.
No, sorry. Not Jugs Band, but Jug Band. Oh. There's a difference. Now, I would see the Jugs Band.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
No, you got me.
You should watch this.
Do I know the Jugs?
It's my
go ahead, sorry.
No, it's fine. It's my favorite thing Jim Henson has ever done, his favorite film, TV show. It's a Christmas special. Emmett the Otter, his family is facing eviction, about to lose everything. They're poor. They live in sort of the bayou. And so he gets together his family and friends to create a jug band, the big milk jug, you know. They get together to do that, to go into a talent contest to win a bunch of money to save the family. It's endearing. It has songs in there that aren't necessarily Christmas songs. It's really good. I highly encourage if you can find this, and you can find it on Amazon Instant Video. I think it's like $2 to rent it. You should rent it. You should watch it. It's no one has seen this. It's one of these sort of hidden gems.
Okay.
And then the last one, if you need a Christmas classic to go back and watch, Christmas in Connecticut. This stars Barbara Stanwyck as a food columnist who portrays herself in the paper as a doting wife, an amazing cook. And so one Christmas, her boss and war hero friend invite themselves over. She can't cook. That's the problem. It is sort of a classic 40s, you know, holiday romp. It's a lot of fun. There's romance and shenanigans. But again, not many people have seen it.
It sure sounds fun.
Yeah.
She says she can cook, but she can't.
Don't you love the classics, though? Don't you love the classics like that?
Sure.
It's clean Christmas fun. Christmas in Connecticut, you can find it again Amazon Instant Video easily. And I wanted to ask this before I leave. I know we're running out of time. Okay. What's your favorite Christmas movie? We haven't talked about this. Do you have one?
It would have to be Vacation, Christmas Vacation with Chevy Chase. I mean, it would have to be either that or, if you have kids, Prancer. I've said before, when my kids were little, mm-hmm. that was our favorite movie, was Prancer. And I'm not the BB gun movie guy. That doesn't do it for me.
Christmas Story, I like that one.
But I would go with... I'm sorry. What am I thinking? Every year, Scrooge, George C. Scott. Yeah. That's the movie. That is the movie for me.
I like It's a Wonderful Life.
That one's good. Home Alone.
Any Christmas Eve traditions you guys all do? Movies or anything like that?
Get fatter.
You do Christmas Eve. No.
That's a movie? Get fatter.
And by the way, when you wrap up, say, that's it, Fatso. I want you to call me Fatso.
I'm not going to do that.
You're fired if you don't.
Do it.
I'm serious.
I'm fired if I don't.
If you don't.
You better do it.
Fired from
I'm Colin Jeffrey. That's it, Fatso.
Thank you. I need that. I really do. Colin Jeffrey. There he goes. Brought to you by Oric. And the locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. I'm telling you, folks, I know you know they make vacuum cleaners. There's so many great products in those stores, and you can use them at home. And a lot of gift ideas in there, too. Colin will be back and do that again next Tuesday. And, of course, we'll be with Paul Harvey on, not this
Harris.
Friday, because we'll be off. Well, Paul
not
will be
this
here.
Friday, next Friday, yeah. Paul Harris.
I don't know who will be here when. Forget what I just said. Associated Physicians Group, APG, you can think of it as all pain gone if you want to, because that's the goal. That's the mission, all pain gone. Here's the deal. I want you to go to this website, apgpain.com, and you're going to see and read about a group of people who are really, really highly trained and good at what they do. They're physical therapists and pain management people. And there are lots of people who are in pain on a regular basis who don't have to be. A lot of people who undergo surgeries, they don't necessarily have to undergo. There's an alternative sometimes if you're in the hands of the right people. That's what APG is all about. I'm going to give you the site again. If you're in pain, knee, back, neck, shoulder, hip, whatever, you have nothing to lose by looking at this website. And it just may be what you were looking for that you didn't even know existed. Again, it's A.